Test 1-2, test 1-2. Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another Grizzlies ball game. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on today's broadcast, bringing you game 120 of the 2024 season. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in off a loss, looking to rebound from the sixth game of their six-game set against the Stockton Ports. They split that series three games apiece, dropping the last game a tough game, 12-7. At Chicchansi Park back in Fresno. We come in ready to go here. From Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. 2 days starting lineup brought to you by Toyota. Starting for your, actually for the visiting Rawhide. Batting first, Yancel Luis playing third base. Batting second, Demetrio Crisantes. He's the second baseman. Kenny Castillo bats third, doing the catching. Angel Ortiz playing right field, batting fourth. Drew Jones, the center fielder, batting fifth. Christopher Turin at short. He will be batting sixth. Batting number seven, Anderson Rojas playing left field. Ruben Santana at first base, batting eighth. Adrian De Leon, designated hitter, batting ninth. And Nate Savino, the starting pitcher, left-handed starting pitcher. Duel of lefties this evening between Rawhide Savino and the Grizzlies starting pitcher, Stu Fleslin III. Fleslin makes his fifth start, but let's give you the Grizzlies starting lineup as well. Your Toyota starting lineup, Steve Solis' starting lineup. Batting leadoff, Caleb Hobson playing left field. Aiden Longwell playing first base, batting second. Braylon Wimmer at third will be batting third. Robert Galaz in center field, batting fourth. Blake Wright, designated hitter, batting fifth. Batting sixth, Kevin Hidalgo at short. Batting seventh, Felix Tena in right field. Batting eighth, Darius Perry doing the catching. And batting ninth, Tevin Tucker, the second baseman. So, again, welcome on a warm afternoon. Today I have 99 on the thermometer. See if it cools down a little bit by first pitch, which is 8 minutes from now. I'm not keeping my fingers crossed, but if you live in the Valley, you know that can happen very quickly. So let's take a look at the starting pitchers today. First, for the Visalia Rawhide pitching matchup, Rawhide toss out their left-handed pitcher, Nate Savino. Savino will be making his 12th start for the Rawhide. Comes in with a record of 0-2, 6.55 earned run average. He has started 7 games for the Rawhide. He has been in 9. As we flip it over and take a look at your Grizzlies starting pitcher, Stu Fleslin III. He comes in with a 1-2 record, 3.88 ERA. He was primarily out of the bullpen earlier this year, but he has made 5 starts this year. This is his 4th consecutive start, and he has improved in every start so far this year. That's Stu Fleslin III for Fresno. So let's take a look around the ballpark here in Visalia. If you have not been here, it's a beautiful ballpark here at Valley Strong. Tall outfield fence. Don't have a height on that, but I'm going to guess it's around 10 feet tall, 11 feet tall. Stretches all the way from right field to left field down the foul pole lines. It's 320. 405 to dead center field. Big scoreboard out there in left center, Valley Strong Ballpark. And big barn out in right field. We're about 5 minutes away from first pitch here. So, stick with us. We'll be right back with the national anthem and the ballgame.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's
even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
Well, folks, welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties up in the booth. It is hot, and the technology does not like that, if you know anything about technology. But we are going to try our best to stay live with you here from Valley Strong Ballpark. And luckily, we have not missed any of the action, except for the national anthem. So, we are in the top of the first. And we brought you your Toyota starting lineups already, but we will do that again in just a moment as the first pitch on the way from Nate Savino is taken for a ball, ball one, to the leadoff man, Caleb Hobson. Hobson playing left field today as this pitch is taken for a strike and count is 1-1. First pitch this afternoon at 6:35. 97 degrees at first pitch as that pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count's now 1-2 to Hobson, the leadoff man. Caleb Hobson, used to seeing him in center field. He's playing left today as this pitch misses inside. Ball one to the leadoff man, or ball two to the leadoff man. It's two balls and two strikes. So again, let's take a look as this pitch is fouled off to the right side and into the netting. And we'll do it again, 2-2. Let's take a look at the Rawhide starting pitcher, left-hander Nate Savino. He comes in standing 6'3", 210. He's a left-handed pitcher, 22 years old. He was the Diamondbacks' 82nd pick in the third round of the 2022 draft, as this pitch misses inside for ball three. Three balls, two strikes, count full. To Caleb Hobson. The payoff pitch on the way from Savino. Here it comes. And it misses outside, and the Grizzlies have a leadoff walk. Caleb Hobson, stolen base threat. Caleb Hobson draws the leadoff walk. And that will bring up Aiden Longwell. So again, folks, you'll have to forgive me. I'm just catching up as we've had some technical issues. If you tried to tune in for the pregame show, I do apologize for not being on the air. We are back now. That's his eighth walk in the last seven games for Hobson as he leads off first base. And the pitch from Savino now to Aiden Longwell is taken outside, or taken on the outside edge for a strike. No balls and one strike. So Longwell playing first base today. We'll take you through the Grizzlies starting lineup again in just a moment here as lefty on lefty matchup. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off towards the parking lot. Actually, into the screen and back into the field of play. No balls, two strikes. So your Grizzlies lineup, just in case you missed it earlier, we were having some technical issues. We are back on now. Leading off was Caleb Hobson. He led off with a walk. And Aiden Longwell, batting second. He'll be playing first today as the 0-2 pitch. Hobson on his way. The ball misses, and it is a stolen base for Hobson. Hobson able to reach second. Reached on the walk. Took second on the ball. It's 1-2 count to Aiden Longwell. He's hitting .310. Four home runs, 30 runs batted in. And that stolen base for Hobson. He has been on fire as of late. As one ball, two strikes, the count to Longwell. Savino pitches, swing and a miss. And Longwell is set down on strikes. That was the 39th stolen base for Caleb Hobson. As Longwell is the first out on the strikeout. That brings up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer playing third base today. As the Grizzlies looking to strike first. They did a lot of early striking in that series against Stockton. They ended up splitting the series three games apiece after dropping game six on Sunday. But in that game, they loaded the bases on three separate occasions in the first inning. And if you remember back on Sunday, they did start hot. They scored five runs in the bottom of the first inning on Sunday before then dropping that game to the ports as the 0-1 pitch on its way is taken downstairs. Ball one to Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman. Wimmer on the year, .282, 13 home runs, 60 runs batted in, leads the team in home runs since the departure of Andy Perez. As the 1-1 pitch on its way from Savino, instead it's a pickoff throw to second. Hobson was on the way, throw to third, not in time. Not in time. So Hobson was going on the pitch on first movement. Savino turned around, and before he knew it, ball was in the second baseman. Demetrio Crisantes was in his glove by the time Hobson was about two-thirds of the way to third, and now the Grizzlies with a runner on third and one out. As this pitch misses inside to Wimmer, it's two balls and one strike. So a lot of action here in the first two batters of the ball game. As the 2-1 pitch is taken on the inside corner, strike two to Braylon Wimmer. It's two balls and two strikes. One out just underway if you're joining us here from Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley. If you don't recognize the voice, I am subbing in for Stephen Rice. As the 2-2 pitches, line drive up the middle into right center field, and that's going to be a Grizzlies lead. Now Wimmer on his way to second, the throw in, not in time, throw to third, and that ball went all the way to the wall. As Wimmer is in there with a stand-up triple. And it's 1-0 early, and still with one out, Wimmer will be at third, and the Grizzlies look to extend that lead even more. So the first hit of the ballgame for the Grizzlies, after the leadoff walk by Caleb Hobson. And just like that, it's a Grizzlies 1-0 lead, as Robert Calaz to the plate takes on the inside corner, strike one. No balls and one strike. Calaz, .326, two home runs, 10 runs batted in. Get you some extended stats in just a minute here as this pitch misses inside for ball one. One ball and one strike to Calaz. So again, the Grizzlies come in looking to right the ship after dropping the last game on Sunday, as this pitch is cut on and missed by Calaz, looked off speed, and it's one ball, two strikes. So again, just underway here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Nice hot afternoon as this pitch is ripped into left field down the line, and it's caught by the left fielder as Wimmer on his way to the plate, and he will score on the sacrifice fly. It's 2-0 Grizzlies. So Calaz with the sack fly. Two away now, but a 2-0 lead for the Grizzlies. And that will bring up Blake Wright. Blake Wright steps up to the plate. Right-handed batter, stands 6 foot, 205. From Clearwater, Florida, the first pitch to him is grounded to short. Up with it is Doreen, throws to first, and that's the third out of the inning. But Grizzlies strike first. Two runs, one hit, nobody left at the end of half an inning. It is Grizzlies 2. Visalia Rawhide, nothing. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Life app. My name is Ben Hensley. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the first, we are back at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-0 our score, Grizzlies lead. And again, if you're joining us late, we had a little bit of technical issues getting started, but we are back underway now as Yancy Luis leads off. Luis playing third base today against Stu Flesland III. Tall lefty, long blonde hair flowing out from behind that cap. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. So a little about Flesland here. As the 1-0 pitch from the lefty is grounded out towards second. Tucker up with it, flips it over to first. Longwell gets it, and that's the first out of the inning. Scored 4-3 on the putout, and there is one away. And that'll bring up Demetrio Crisantes. Crisantes, the second baseman for the Rawhide, as Luis makes his way back to the third base dugout. As Flesland the third, first pitch, is taken just a bit outside, it looked like, ball one. So Stu, Flesland the third, will toe the rubber tonight for the Grizzlies. He was selected by the Rockies in the 11th round. It's the 322nd overall pick in last year's draft. He gets this one across for a strike. One ball and one strike. Selected out of the 2023 draft out of Washington. He played 3 years at Washington. Got all Pac-12 honors in his first season. He attended Mount Spokane High School in Spokane as this pitch misses for a ball. 2-1. As Flesland was teammates with his fellow Grizzlies pitcher, Brady Hill, in the bullpen as the 2-1 pitch from Flesland misses for ball three. Three balls and one strike. So one away, nobody on. So again, for Flesland, this is his fifth start on the year. He's primarily been out of the bullpen, but recently made four straight starts as this ball is lifted in the air and foul out of play down the left field line. Three balls, two strikes. So it's his fourth consecutive start, and in each start, he has improved. He has pitched one extra inning in each of his last four starts, went five last time out, four the previous time, three the time before, and you can do the math all the way back to his fourth time. The payoff pitch coming now. Swinging a fly ball lifted out to center field. And coming in to make the catch is Robert Calaz. And that's the second out of the inning. Two away here in the bottom of the first. Just underway. 2-0 our score. Grizzlies pushed across two runs early. Caleb Hobson swiped his 39th base. And the Grizzlies staked to a 2-0 lead. They did that several times in their previous series against the Ports. As Flesland now facing off against Kenny Castillo, the catcher, for the Rawhide. Misses outside for ball one. Two away here, bottom of the first. As Flesland comes set, pitching from the set, and he gives up a base hit into left field. Kenny Castillo right on that pitch, lined into left field. Into left field, that is, as Caleb Hobson up with it and holding Castillo to a single. So Castillo now with the first hit of the ball game for the Rawhide. That brings up Angel Ortiz. Lefty on lefty matchup. Ortiz doing, playing right field, wearing number 3. First pitch to him. He's upstairs for ball one. It's 1-0. To Angel Ortiz.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, folks, we are experiencing some very technical difficulties here in Visalia, but hopefully we can stay with you guys to bring you through to the end of the ball game. We are here in the bottom of the second. Grizzlies went 1-2-3 in the top of the second, but they do lead 2-0 after a 2-run first inning as the first pitch to Drew Jones, the center fielder, is taken for a strike from Stu Flesland III. It's no balls and one strike. So as I catch my breath here, Drew Jones steps in, 269 on the year, 5 home runs, 59 runs batted in as he fouls this one into the screen to the right. No balls and 2 strikes. So, if you are listening, if you are watching, thank you for bearing with us as the heat is trying its best to kill this computer as Drew Jones swings and misses. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The second strikeout now for Stu Flesland as he ended the first inning with a strikeout, and that will bring up Christopher Torin. Torin wearing number 8. He's the shortstop for the Rawhide. Batting 253, 4 home runs, 41 runs batted in. As lefty on righty matchup, first pitch from Flesland is inside. Called a strike. No balls and 1 strike to Torin. Torin with the first few buttons on that jersey unbuttoned, and I don't blame him. It was 97 at first pitch. It's still 97 right now as this pitch misses outside for ball one. It's 1-1. So, Flesland on the bump on 1-1 with one out. Misses outside for ball two. So Flesland into his second professional season with the Rockies organization. Tossed 2 hitless and scoreless innings with 1 strikeout. To start the year off, here I'm just going down the line now, as the 2-1 pitch is skied into left field and right at Hobson for the second out. Scored F7 on the putout. So Flesland, again, if you missed it, this is his fifth start of the year. He's had 4 consecutive starts, and in the month of August, Stu Flesland III had a 0.61 earned run average. He was basically, you couldn't score against the guy in August as this pitch to Rojas. Anderson Rojas is bunted foul to the left side. No balls and 1 strike. Rojas, 248 on the season. 5 home runs, 43 runs batted in. As Rojas, the lefty on lefty matchup again. A lot of lefties in this lineup, as this pitch is grounded just foul, and count moves to 0-2. So 0-2 the count. Flesland III. As Players making their way back to their spots. Umpires coming back, and Hobson moving right back to his position and left, and we're back underway. Again, 2-0 our score. Grizzlies took a 2-0 lead in the first inning as the 0-2 pitch misses outside. From Flesland. Flesland, 3-pitch repertoire for the most part. Fastball, slider, and changeup. I think that was the slider we just saw in the lefty-on-lefty matchup. As the 1-2 pitch is just there. Strike 3 called on the inside corner. And 1-2-3 inning for Flesland. We head to the top of the third. 2-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning back in here. Top of the third, 2-0 our score. Grizzlies lead. They jumped out to an early 2-0 lead, something we saw quite a few times in that series against Stockton last week, as the first pitch to Tevin Tucker, batting ninth, misses for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nate Savino on for his third inning of work. And this is the inning he left the game in his previous start against Inland Empire, back on the 20th, as this pitch is taken for strike one. One ball and one strike. Last appearance, he took the loss in a 12-5 loss. He pitches this one, gets this one in on the inside corner. Strike two. 1-2 the count now. In his last start, Savino gave up 5 runs. All of them earned on 4 hits. Walked 2, struck out 2. As this one misses in the dirt, ball 2. And again, he left the game in the third inning in his last start. Only made 2 2/3 innings in that previous start, as this pitch is fouled in and out of the catcher's glove. As Castillo not able to hang on to that one, and Tucker stays alive. Tucker comes in, batting 191 on the year. 3 home runs, 20 runs batted in. Tucker stands in 6'180", and he swings and misses at that one. And that's the first out of the inning's third strikeout for the lefties. 3 strikeouts apiece on each side of the diamond for the Grizzlies and Rawhide pitchers, Savino and Flesland the third. As that will bring up the top of the order, Caleb Hobson. He walked in his first at-bat and came around to score as he fouls this one off over the screen. No balls and one strike. Grizzlies fans, experience the ultimate party at Chukchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. This pitch misses for a ball. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchansiGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. This pitch misses outside for ball 2. We thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third inning. As 2-1 pitch now swung on and missed And Hobson, now count 2-2 to him. Shadow's starting to get a little long from right field to left. Left field in sun as this pitch is hammered out to center field. Going back on it, the center fielder, he will reach up, make the catch just in front of the warning track. And there are two away. So a deep fly ball for Caleb Hobson. Got Drew Jones to really have to range back towards that barn out there in right field, that Valley Strong Credit Union barn in right center. And there are quickly two away here in the top of the third inning. I'll bring up Aiden Longwell. Longwell 0-for-1, struck out in his first at bat, takes a strike here. No balls and one strike for Longwell. Longwell came in hitting 310, four home runs, 30 runs batted in. As this pitch on the outside corner, he did not go. As it is one ball and one strike. Doing the umpiring today, Caleb George behind the plate, Zach Hovich out on the bases. As this pitch is in there for a strike, one ball, two strikes. Longwell steps back in. One ball, two strikes, two away here. Top of the third. The pitch grounded towards the first base. Past a diving first baseman into right field. And Longwell is aboard with a single. Santana did his best to stretch out and grab that one, and he could not. And the Grizzlies have a two-out base runner for Braylon Wimmer. And if Wimmer can do what he did in his first at-bat, the Grizzlies will have themselves a 3-0 lead. Speaking of threes, that's what Braylon Wimmer got in his first at-bat, a triple. He drove in Caleb Hobson, who could have walked home after drawing a walk, stealing his 39th base of the year and 40th base of the year. As the first pitch to Wimmer is hit high in the air into left field, going back onto the left fielder. He looks up, and it is gone off that scoreboard. Braylon Wimmer. Home run number 14 on the year. It is 4-0 Grizzlies. And Wimmer, just like on Sunday, has the two toughest parts. Welcome back to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Life app. My name is Ben Hensley. I'm subbing in for Stephen Rice, and we are experiencing some extreme technical difficulties here. I apologize, folks. The bottom of the second was led off with a double by the first baseman, Ruben Santana, for the Rawhide. He stands off second, and we only missed one batter. Adrian De Leon now steps in, batting ninth. Sitting 211 on the year, 5 home runs, 32 runs batted in. De Leon, right-handed batter. For 1-0 pitch is now cut on and missed. Strike one, one ball and one strike. De Leon stands in 5'7", 180. He was picked up by the Diamondbacks from the ACL in 2023, last year, takes this one for a strike. Acquired in free agency in 2021, Adrian De Leon. De Leon, the designated hitter this evening, calls timeout. Steps out of the box. And we were mentioning the shadows earlier. They are just about gone. Left field in some streaky shadows. If you're playing shortstop, you may need to put your hand up for just a second on a ground ball. But really, the sun, not too big of an impact. As the sun continues to set, however, my watch still says 97 as the 1-2 pitch is cut on and missed strike three. And De Leon is the fourth strikeout victim for Stu Flesland the third. Flesland, again, had a 0.61 earned run average throughout the month of August so far. And a runner in scoring position on second base is Ruben Santana, so he looks to keep that earned run average where it is. As the top of the order, Yancel Luis comes up. As he hits this one high and deep into the air in left center field, going back on it, the center and left fielder, and this one's off the wall. And Kalaz now chasing it down. He misplays it. Now he throws it in. One run will score. And at the end of that play, it's going to be an RBI triple for Yancel Luis. The triple scoring Santana. It's 4-1 now as the Rawhide are able to scrape a run across. And it's a 3-run lead. Third hit for the Rawhide as Flesland gives up the run. And now a runner still in scoring position, 90 feet away at third base with only one away. And Demetrio Crisantes steps up to the plate. Crisantes flew out to center in his first at bat. First pitch to him misses a little high, ball one. So again, Flesland in his second year with the Rockies. It's the 1-0 pitch on its way from the left-hander. Is upstairs a little higher. Ball two, it's 2-0. So Flesland started his professional career with the ACL Rockies, appearing in three games out of the bullpen, finished with a 2.45 earned run average, over just 3 2/3 innings, struck out two batters. As this pitch misses 3-0, and Flesland in a little bit of trouble now, top of the third inning, bottom of the third inning, excuse me, one run across, 4-1 our score, Grizzlies lead, as this pitch is grounded out towards the hole between short and third, but Hidalgo able to come up with it, throw to first, not in time. That'll be an infield single, and Demetrio Crisantes with an RBI single. That lead is cut in half now, 4-2. And I suppose the good news now is that double play is in order with Crisantes. As he reaches first, drives in the run, and that will bring up Kenny Castillo. Castillo recorded the first hit for the Rawhide in the first inning as Flesland pickoff attempt over at first, and a good move by Flesland, but just back in under the tag, Crisantes. As Flesland gets the ball back, looks in for the sign. He kicks and fires, fouls this one back to the screen. No balls and a strike. So Flesland looking to maybe improve to 2-2. He's got a 1-2 record on the year. Came in with a 3.88 ERA. As the pitch is swung on and fouled into the dirt, foul tipped. And it's no balls, two strikes. Castillo takes his timeout. And an 0-2 count, one away here. Bottom of the third. Two runs across on two hits already. Three hits already, pardon me. Flesland gave up a double to lead off the inning to Ruben Santana. Then Adrian DeLeon struck out. Yancel Luis tripled home Santana. And then Demetrio Crisantes out there at first hit a single that scored Yancel Luis as this pitch is skied in the air down the left field line. Hobson with that speed showing it off comes in really quickly on that ball that was only about 60, 70 feet behind third base. Makes the catch. Scored F7 on the putout. And there are two away in the bottom of the second. It'll bring up Angel Ortiz. Ortiz, the right fielder, struck out in his first at-bat. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Let's see if Stu Flesland can do that again. Flesland has 4 Ks already as he instead will pick this, toss a pickoff throw over to first. And Crisantes upstanding. He's in safely. So here's the pitch from Flesland. And the runner in motion. The throw down to second is not in time and offline, but a good job backing up that throw as it was offline. Darius Perry not able to get that one to the second baseman. I don't think he was going to get him anyway. Crisantes had a pretty good break. Stole that one right out of Flesland's back pocket. And again, Tucker doing a fantastic job backing up that throw. If he had not backed that throw up, that ball would have gone into center, and we would have had a runner at third as this pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 now to Angel Ortiz. Runner in scoring position with two away. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing at a grounder up the middle and off of Flesland's glove, in and out of the glove. And I don't think that would have... I think that would have scored a run if he had not been there. So it's a good thing that Stu was there, but Flesland unable to record the out. That one went kind of in and out of the glove or bounced through the glove. Either way, it rolled out about halfway between the mound and second. And runners on the corners now after the single for Ortiz. And Drew Jones to the plate. Jones. Is 0 for 1, struck out on 3 pitches in his first at-bat. He's the number 3 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, as the first pitch is cut on and missed. Nothing and 1. Drew Jones leads the team in RBIs, 59 on the year. Has a run-scoring chance here, unless Flesland has something to say about it. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, and this one gets away, and after the wild pitch, it's going to be a 3-run inning for the Rawhide. That wild pitch scores Crisantes, and it's going to move Ortiz up to second. And just like that, it's 4-3, and we are almost back to a brand new ball game here. Tough third inning now for the Grizzlies, as Jones took that one downstairs, went right between Darius Perry's legs. Nothing he could do about that one. And it is 1-1. So Drew Jones, Flesland kicks and fires, misses just outside. Ball two, it's 2-1. So 3 runs across here on 4 hits and a wild pitch. And just like that, it's a 4-3 ball game. It's the 2-1 pitch from Flesland. Here it comes. Just outside. Ball three, it's 3-1. So Flesland run into a little bit of trouble here in the third inning. Again, if you're just joining us, we've been having some technical difficulties. If I sound a little flustered, I apologize. And if I sound a little different, that's because I'm not Stephen Rice. This is Ben Hensley subbing in for Stephen Rice today, as this one is grounded out towards third. Wimmer up with it, throws to first, and that's the third out of the inning. But 3 runs across here on 4 hits. We head to the top of the third. It's 4-3 Grizzlies.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, here we are. It's a 4-3 game. Blake Wright steps in. Right, 0-1. Grounded out in the first inning. Takes this one for a strike. No balls and one strike to Blake Wright. As here's the pitch from Savino. It is skied into right center in a sliding attempt by Drew Jones out there in center field. He can't make the catch, and that's going to be a single for Blake Wright. Right now, 1-for-2. And that'll bring up Hidalgo. Kelvin Hidalgo to the plate now, after Wright singles to lead off the frame. Savino back on for his fourth inning of work. Wright takes his lead. The first pitch is a called strike at the knees. No balls and one strike. Hidalgo grounded out in the second inning. Grounded to third in the second inning. Grizzlies 4 hits and 4 runs so far. Rawhide 3 runs, 5 hits. No errors for either side, as this one's inside just a bit. Ball one, 1 ball and a strike. To Hidalgo. Hidalgo, the right-handed batter. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Just inside on the corner. And that's strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Kelvin Hidalgo. Kelvin Hidalgo stands in 6'1", 166. Right-handed batter out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. As this one misses for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is his third season with the Rockies organization. Called up on August 20th as this pitch misses inside and the count moves full, 3-2. No outs, top of the fourth. 4-3 our score here from Valley Strong Ballpark as the shadows have taken control as this pitch is grounded foul towards the dugout and we'll do it again. So the Grizzlies jumped out to an early lead here, 2-0 in the first inning, and put up another 2 in the third on the home run by Braylon Wimmer before giving up a 3-spot in the bottom of the last frame. We're in the top of the fourth as the payoff pitch is lined into right field. That ball is going to be trouble into the corner, and that has extra bases on it as Hidalgo on his way to second, rounding third, and he'll be held up at third now is Blake Wright, and now the Grizzlies with a fantastic scoring opportunity after a double by Kelvin Hidalgo. They're now runners on second and third with nobody out for Felix Tena. And we'll see what Tena's able to do here, and instead there'll be a mound visit as the Rawhide pitching coach, Tyler Mark, comes out to the mound to visit with the entire infield. And folks, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics bring your best ideas to life, and we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning. So mound visit over, and we'll see if the Grizzlies can maybe convince the Rawhide to have another one of those as Tena comes in and takes the first pitch for a ball. So big scoring threat now after giving up three runs in the bottom of the third. Grizzlies poised to get a couple of those back. 2 men in scoring position and nobody out for Tena as this one misses upstairs and now it's 2 balls, no strikes. And the Grizzlies all even on hits now, 5 hits apiece. And the Grizzlies lead in the category that matters. 4-3 as this pitch misses up and in. And it's quickly 3 balls and no strikes to Felix Tena. Tena wearing number 14, right-handed batter. He came in with a .238 average, 3 home runs, 47 runs batted in. 3-0 pitch, here it comes. And about a half swing, and Tena on 3-0. It's 3-1 now. Felix Tena, 6'1", 196. The righty comes in. Was signed as an international free agent on January 15th in 2021. He fouls this one off just foul down the left field line. And the count moves full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Tena is his fourth season with the Rockies organization. As he steps back in, as Nate Savino, lefty on righty matchup, again, two in scoring position and no outs for Tenna. Here's the payoff pitch, grounded on the ground towards third base, in between the third baseman's glove, in between his glove and his leg, it looked like, and Yancel Luis maybe tagging him with the error on that one as that one went. I think he was trying to go home with that ball, and instead of going home, the Grizzlies get to go home as Tenna drives in Blake Wright, and it's 5-3 Fresno. On the play, Hidalgo moved over to second. Actually, it was a kind of a close play down there, moved over to third. Kind of a close play down there at third. But runners on the corners now, still nobody out. One run across here. Three hits for the Grizzlies. First three men have reached. Single, double, single. As Darius Perry takes the first pitch on the inside corner, strike one. No balls and a strike. Perry grounded out in his first at bat. The right-handed batter doing the catching this evening. Got four home runs as he swings and misses at this one. And it's quickly nothing and two. To Darius Perry. Big right-handed batter. Stands in, calls time, and Perry, if you'll watch Perry play, you'll see he really plays with the pitcher and the pitch clock, calling timeout and staying in the box. You see a lot of batters step out and take a walk. A lot of times Perry will just call time and stay right there. Hit the reset button. The 0-2 pitches fouled off to the right side and out onto Giddings Avenue. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Perry 6-2, 210. It's a righty out of Fullerton. Went to UCLA, drafted in the 15th round in last year's draft. 442nd pick overall. This pitch just inside. And ball one. To Darius Perry. Nobody out here. In the top of the fourth inning, Grizzlies have scored a run in every inning except for the second thus far. Runner moves now on his way to second is Tenna. Throw down to is not in time. And he did beat that throw. He got in just underneath the tag. And Felix Tenna with a stolen base. And you gotta wonder if caught the rawhide kind of thinking about whether or not Hidalgo was gonna head home on that. He stayed put at third. Now runners in second and in scoring position at second and third, just like we saw in the previous at bat to Tenna. Two balls, two strikes. Savino, a little bit of trouble here. No out, one across already, and Perry swings and misses. Tried to hold up, could not. And Darius Perry is 0 for 2 with a strikeout. So one away here. We'll bring up Tevin Tucker. Bottom of the order. Tucker struck out in his first at-bat. And now a mound visit, and that, I think, will be the end of the road now for Savino. Savino, only able to go 2 1/3. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark with the new pitcher. My name is Ben Hensley. You're listening on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, subbing in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, subbing in for Steven Rice. New pitcher on the mound. We are still in the top of the fourth. New pitcher is Rio Britton, the left-hander. Britton comes in making his 33rd appearance. Comes in with a... Get your averages in just a moment here, as the first pitch is taken for ball one. One ball and no strike to Tevin Tucker. Tucker again struck out in his first at bat. And he faces the new arm in Rio Britton. Again, Britton comes in 24 innings pitched as this one's in the dirt. And Castillo not letting this one get away from him. As ball two. So only 3 1/3 innings of work. Gave up 5 hits, walked 1, struck out 4. As Britton comes in. As 2-0, and the Grizzlies looking to keep the pressure on. 2-0 pitch, misses inside ball 3. And it's a little more of the same here from the Rawhide pitching staff as Rio Britton falls behind 3 balls and no strikes. As the 3-0 pitch to Tucker. And that misses ball 4 and a 4-pitch walk from the new arm out of the bullpen. So after Perry strikes out, now Tevin Tucker walks. And that'll load the bases for the top of the order. And this is, if you're the Rawhide, who you don't want to see. If you're the Grizzlies, you're on your feet right now. As Caleb Hobson comes in. Hobson walked and scored in the first. Flew out to center in the third. But he also got stolen bases number 39 and 40 in that top of the first inning. As the first pitch to Hobson misses inside, ball one. So again, let's take a look at some of the stats for Rio Britton here. Comes in with a 1-4 record, 4.06 earned run average in 32 games pitched. This is his 33rd as the lefty delivers in a pop-up. Actually a high fly ball that carried out to center field. Drew Jones makes the catch on his way to the plate now. Is Hidalgo the throw offline, and Hidalgo scores. And this short backstop going to be able to prevent anything from happening as that ball went past Castillo. But Hobson now with a sack fly. And the Grizzlies entered this inning looking to put up a few more runs after giving up a 3-spot in the bottom of the third. And they have done just that. It's a 2-run fourth inning, and it's 6-3 Fresno. Score that F8 on the putout. And Hidalgo able to score. Runners remain at first and second. Tenna leads off second, Tucker off first. Pitch from Britton is a strike to Aiden Longwell. Longwell comes in 1-for-2, struck out in the first and singled in the third. He came in hitting .310. As the 0-1 pitch on its way now from Rio Britton is grounded up the middle, and that may be another run for the Grizzlies. Rounding third on his way home is Tenna. The throw is cut off by the pitcher, and the throw to third now, and he's safe at third. So Tevin Tucker able to get around to third base. Longwell singles home. It's his second single of the game. He singles home Tenna, and now it's a 7-3 Fresno lead. So Aiden Longwell now 2-for-3, an RBI, 2 singles, and that brings up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer has not been retired yet today, tripled in the first inning, hit a 2-run home run in the third. And the Grizzlies have now sent their 8th man to the plate here, 2 away. So really the tough part of the order to face here is the bottom of the order did its job. Tevin Tucker walked, and now this pitch is grounded out towards second, and the throw to first from Taurean is in time for the third out of the inning, but not before the Grizzlies are able to answer with three runs of their own in the top of the fourth. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Valley Live. I'm Ben Hensley, subbing in for Stephen Rice from Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, subbing in for Stephen Rice. Bottom of the fourth inning, your Grizzlies are ahead 7-3. After a three-run fourth inning, it has been a lot of offense to keep track of here today, this evening, as Christopher Taurean leads off for Visalia. The first pitch from Flesland is right down the middle, and strike one. No balls, one strike to Taurean. Taurean flew out to left field in the second inning. Taurean playing shortstop as this one misses somewhere, not quite sure where. It's one ball and one strike. To the shortstop for the Rawhide. He came in 253, four home runs, 41 runs batted in, and he skies this one out towards center field. Kalaz doesn't have to move too far. He comes in a little to his left and in, makes the catch for the first out. So Taurean has now flown out twice. Once in the second, and the one you just witnessed or heard as we are coming to you live from Valley Strong Ballpark on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Valley Live app. That'll bring up Anderson Rojas. Rojas also 0 for 1. He struck out in the second. He gets a bunt down, and that's a pretty good one. Up with its Perry, throw to first. He barehands it, and it gets past the first baseman into right field and all the way into the corner. And now Tenna up with it. He throws to third. And not in time. So Perry up with a really good bare hand, and he just rushed that throw. It bounced on the grass and skipped on past Longwell into right field. And I've got to assume they're going to rule that a hit and an error, as he was pretty well down the line towards first. And they will rule that a single and an E2, a two-base error. And now the Rawhide with a runner in scoring position and only one away for Ruben Santana. Santana doubled in his first at-bat. That was just last inning. And we'll see how Fleslin now responds to having a runner on third. This one's grounded out towards second. That will score the run. Tucker flips over to Longwell covering it first. And that's the second base. Scored 4-3 on the putout. It does score a run. And now more than half of the ups for each squad has resulted in a run. The only scoreless frames are the bottom of the first, bottom of the second, and top of the second. Other than that, we have been writing in our scorebooks a lot this evening as Adrian De Leon steps up to the plate. Base is empty now. Two away. De Leon the catcher. Actually, De Leon designated hitter this evening takes This one downstairs, ball one. For De Leon, he struck out in his first at-bat. Four strikeouts on the day for on the evening for Flesland, as this pitch is just on the outside corner, strike one. One ball and a strike. Two away here. Bottom of the fourth, one across for the Rawhide. As the count is 1-1, here's the pitch. And this one misses inside, skips off the glove of Perry. And with nobody on base, that won't matter too much. But it will count against Flesland, as that's ball two. Two balls and a strike. As the 2-1 pitch is skied in the air and back out of play. Counts even at 2-2 with two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Seven runs, six hits, one error for the Grizzlies. Three runs, six hits, one error for the Rawhide. Four runs, six hits, one error for the Rawhide. As now De Leon takes timeout. Steps out, takes a couple of practice cuts. And home plate umpire Caleb George says that's enough. He steps back in. And we will do it again here. Two balls and two strikes. Two away here. Bottom of the fourth. One across. Flesland from the stretch. He fires just outside. Ball three. And the count goes full. Adrian De Leon, designated hitter. He's also registered as a catcher. Likely see him behind the plate a couple times this week. Came in hitting 211. Here's the payoff pitch, fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again. To Adrian De Leon. De Leon wearing number 16. Standing in 5'7", 180 pounds. As this one misses ball four. And the Rawhide have a two-out base runner with the top of the order due up. First walk allowed, second walk allowed for Flesland. First walk allowed, yes. First walk allowed for Flesland. I'm scratching my notes. As runner leads off first, as De Leon takes a very small lead off of first, as Flesland to the top of the order, and Yancel Luis in for his third at bat, takes downstairs for ball one. Luis is 1-for-2, tripled in the third inning, and scored a run as well, as it's a 7-4 lead for the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth, and the 1-0 pitch is outside for ball two. Yancel Luis ahead in the count 2-0 against Stu Flesland. I don't see anybody standing in the bullpen down there, nobody throwing, but a couple guys standing up as this one is grounded foul down the left field line. Count moves to 2-1. And if you folks, if you've never been here to Valley Strong Ballpark, the bullpens are somewhat visible from the seats and from the press box here. Just slightly off to the right of home plate is where we're sitting, but the bullpens, unlike Chukchansey Park, are actually behind the fence here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We can see action, but we can't quite see who it is. So somebody just up and starting to stretch in the Grizzlies bullpen as this pitch is fouled into the glove of Darius Perry for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Two out. Runner at first, Adrian De Leon. Rawhide have scraped one run across here. It will very likely go as an unearned run as Anderson Rojas laid down a really nice bunt and Darius Perry threw the ball off into right field, and that allowed Rojas to get to third, as this one is swung on and fouled back to the screen by Luis, and he stays alive again. 2-2 the count. Lights taking effect here at Valley Strong. Pine trees out behind left field, out behind that scoreboard, which Wimmer hit a home run down to, and now the runner was on the way to second, and in safely at second now is Adrian De Leon, and he did not have a very big lead, so he really tricked everybody on that stolen base and almost got thrown out. Very good throw that time by Perry. Previous stolen base by Demetrio Crisantes. Perry's throw was a little bit wide to the right. That one was a better throw, but De Leon just straight up stole that one off of Flesland, And now a runner in scoring position, two out. And timeout, and now this is a pitch clock violation, and that's going to be ball four, Flesland. Ball four on a payoff pitch. Allows the walk now to the leadoff man, Yancy Luis, on the pitch clock violation, and now that'll bring the tying run to the plate in Demetrio Crisantes, and Crisantes had a pretty big part to play in the last half frame. Singled home run, also scored. Also, as we mentioned a moment ago, stole second. As the first pitch, Crisantes is taken right down the middle, strike one. No balls and a strike. Crisantes came in 353 on the year, five home runs, 35 runs batted in. Number 19, playing second base. As the 0-1 pitch is skied in the air about a mile. Underneath it is Tucker, back from his position at second, and he makes the catch. And that's the third out of the inning. So a run scores. And it is a 7-4 ball game here. We head to the top of the fifth inning. On Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Valley Live app, I'm Ben Hensley, subbing in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fifth here, 7-4, our score, Grizzlies leading the Rawhide. Rio Britton back in for his second inning of work. Will face Robert Calaz. Swings and misses at the first pitch. No balls and a strike. Grizzlies fans, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapartments.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth inning. Two straight foul balls now for Robert Calaz. As swung and missed at the first pitch and fouled off the next two. No balls and two strikes is the count. Top of the fifth. Again, 7-4 our score. This one's grounded up the middle and into center field. A seeing eye single for Calaz. Calaz with his first hit of the ballgame, and now he is going to be gunned down trying to turn that into a double. Boy, I think he thought a little bit too much of how softly that ball was hit up the middle. And Calaz is thrown out at second, trying to stretch that one into a double. And just a mental base-running error down there. And really, no one was covering second, and that's why Calaz headed down there. And then was gunned down. Really, he had no choice just because nobody was there. And he said, I'm going to take this. And instead, it's the first out of the inning, so he singles and is thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. As Blake Wright, designated hitter, comes in and fouls this one back out of play No balls and a strike. So interesting start to our fifth inning here. One away. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. And ball one. From lefty Rio Britton. Britton came in. Closed out the top of the fourth inning. Now the run that scored for Fresno was not earned. Or for the Rawhead last half inning was not earned. As this one misses outside, ball two, 2-1. Has Britton works out of the windup. Here's the pitch. And a grounder foul towards the dugout. And ball is count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. To Blake Wright, designated hitter. He singled in his last at bat. 1-2. Singled and scored back in the fourth as he calls time. So runs and hits are even for the Grizzlies now at 7 apiece. One error. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Rawhide. As the 2-2 pitch coming, swing and a miss, and the ball is in the dirt. Wright stumbles coming out of the box, and he is tagged out by Kenny Castillo. So strikeout 2 unassisted for the second out of the inning. Drop third strike. He had taken off towards first and then kind of stumbled a little bit coming out of the box. And no injury, no nothing, just tripped coming out of the box. And going from a swing and a miss into a run down to first is something you don't always expect to do, as there are two away now for Kelvin Hidalgo. He steps in 1-2 with a double and also scored in the fourth. He takes the first pitch for ball one. As the 1-0 pitch on the way, Britton throws this one downstairs, and it was chased after by Hidalgo. One ball and a strike. Hidalgo came in, 269. No home runs, 3 runs batted in. His short time so far in a Grizzlies uniform. This is his third full series with the Grizzlies. Takes this one upstairs, ball two. Two balls and a strike. As the skies get darker here, as the temperatures finally starting to drop a little. It was 97 at first pitch. It's all the way down to 93 as this one is fouled off to the right side and out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And folks, if you've never been to Valley Strong Ballpark, well, if you know the geography of this place, you'll know that ball probably ended up on the street out on Giddings Avenue as this 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed and another ball dropped in the dirt. This one, Hidalgo will get out of the box, the throw to first, strikeout recorded 2-3 on the putout, and that's the third out. 3 up, 3 down for the Grizzlies. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 7-4 our score, Fresno. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth, 7-4 our score. Grizzlies lead. Beat by Celia Rawhide. Kenny Castillo doing the catching and leading off against Stu Flesland III in for his fifth inning of work. So far been pretty efficient. Three earned runs. The run that scored in the bottom of the fourth was not earned, as the first pitch to Castillo is swung on and missed. No balls and a strike. Castillo comes in 1-for-2. He singled in the first. It was the first hit of the ballgame for the Rawhide. And he fouls this one back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Singled in the first. Flew out in the third. Flew out to left on a great play, actually, by Caleb Hobson. A rushing in. Made the catch. And now Castillo calls time. So, folks here at the ballpark at Valley Strong in Visalia, they have the junior announcer in the bottom of the fifth inning. And if you don't recognize this announcer, I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. This one misses downstairs. Castillo, one ball and two strikes. No outs, just underway here in the bottom of the fifth. 7-4 our score. As the 1-2 pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Darius Perry, and that's strike three. It's the first strikeout for Flesland since the third inning, fifth overall. And we'll see if the lefty-on-lefty matchup here of Flesland versus Ortiz may result in another strikeout. Ortiz has struck out once today. Struck out in the first inning. Singled in the third. As this one is taken outside for ball one. And Ortiz squared to bunt on that, pulled it back. Ortiz the right fielder. And we've seen that from a couple of players today, and it's worked for one of them. Anderson Rojas laid down a bunt in the fourth and reached on the single and advanced to third on a throwing error. As this one misses just outside for ball two. Looked like a slider on that one. And fastball on that pitch. 89 on the gun. Just kept tailing outside. And two balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch is fouled. Back to the screen. And two balls and a strike. One out here. Bottom of the fifth. Flesland. Seemingly in control now. It's quieted down in the Grizzlies bullpen. As the 2-1 pitch is grounded up the middle back to Flesland, and it bounces off the glove of Galvin Hidalgo. And we're going to see how they rule that. That was a tough play for Hidalgo to make. Had to range far to his left in order to make that play. And we'll see if that's the second error or the eighth hit. And indeed it, or the sixth hit. It is indeed the second Fresno error. They're going to give an E6 on the play as Hidalgo ranged far to his left, and Flesland leapt in the air to try to catch that one. It bounced right over his head. And then Hidalgo reaches on the fielding error. Ortiz reaches on the fielding error by Hidalgo. That brings in Drew Jones. Jones 0-for-2. He fouled the first pitch off to the right side. No balls and a strike. And they wrangle that ball back in, get it out of harm's way, and Flesland comes set. Runner Ortiz takes his lead off first. The 0-1 is just outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. So Drew Jones, again the number 3 prospect in the Diamondback system. Dangerous hitter. Is the team leader and runs batted in. 1-1 pitch is skied in the air and fouled out of play. And it's a 1-2 count now. Jones, the center fielder, he tried to make a sliding catch out in center earlier in this ballgame and just came up a little short. So that his pants just a little dirtier than they were at the start of this game as the 1-2 pitch is fouled into the netting and will do it again. And he was not happy with himself on that pitch as looked like a changeup on the outside corner. And he was just a little bit out in front of it. Popped it off to the right side. One ball, two strikes. One away here. Ortiz leading off first. Flesland the third. He kicks, fires, foul back to the screen again. And Jones putting up a bit of a fight now. Count remains 1-2. Bottom of the fifth. 7-4 our score. Grizzlies lead. Ortiz on board after the error by Hidalgo. As the 1-2 pitch on the way, swinging a little bloop shot into center field, and that's going to drop for a hit. And on center fielder Calaz, he's able to pick it up and throw it into Hidalgo to keep Ortiz at second. And Drew Jones reaches with his first hit of the game, seventh hit for the Rawhide. That was just a dying line drive into right center and just had a bunch of backspin on it and dropped right between the dirt and the center fielder, Robert Calaz, as a mound visit now, just wrapping up. Darius Perry heads back to his post behind the plate, and now we'll actually have a second mound visit. And now the entire, actually the infield is going to stay back as the second mound visit in as many pitches now for the Grizzlies, as the pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan, comes out to the mound. This meeting is over, and back-to-back meetings. And we are going to be back underway here. Runners on first and second, still one out. So Ortiz reached on an error. Jones singled him over to second. And that is where they stand now at first and second with one away for Christopher Taurean. Taurean the shortstop. Batting sixth. Lefty on righty matchup. He's the tying run. Here's the first pitch to him. It's grounded out towards short. Could be a double play. 6-4-3 double play. And the inning is over. So the mound visits did their job as Flesland able to get a ground ball. And the last two outs on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the sixth from Valley Strong Ballpark. 7-4 our score. Grizzlies lead. And a new arm now for the Rawhide. Mason Marriott. First right-handed pitcher that the Grizzlies will see today. As the leadoff batter in this inning is Felix Tena. Tena 1-for-2. He singled in his last up. And also came home as first pitch missed for a ball. This one in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. So a little bit of stats on Marriott here. This is his second game. Only one appearance so far. Gave up three hits and a run. It was earned in two innings of work. As the pitch is swung on and missed. And Tena behind in the count 1-2. So Marriott, draft pick out of Baylor this year from Tomball, Texas. as this one's grounded towards third. Third baseman up with it on a hop. He drops it, picks it back up, and by the time the throwist just gets him at first base. And I thought that Tena was going to beat that out, but the third baseman, Yancy Luis, able to recover just in time to get Tena at first. And he grabbed it, dropped it, grabbed it, and threw to first. And at the end of it, it's a 5-3 put out and one away. I think if Tena had hit that any softer, that may have been a error, but he's able to save himself an error. And they're at third, Yancy Luis, and that'll bring up Darius Perry. Perry 0 for 2. Ground out and a strikeout so far as he swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. Perry. Again, we were talking earlier about how he just kind of plays with pitchers, toys with pitchers with the way he calls time. As he took a time there, didn't even step out of the box. Umpire resets the pitch clock and we go again and swing and a miss. That would appear to be an off-speed pitch. He was way out in front of it. And the count's nothing and two. Grizzlies backstop. It's 0 for 2. As the pitch is skied into right field. And that's going to be right at Angel Ortiz for the second out. So two down here, top of the sixth inning. And the Grizzlies, after really erupting in those first four innings, two runs in the first, two runs in the third, and three in the fourth. They have a 7-4 lead here. And they have been held hitless since the Collaz single to lead off the last frame, and he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. As this one's a grounder down the line at third, and it is going to stay fair. And Tevin Tucker is on board with a single, and pitcher and the third baseman just started watching that one, watching it, waiting for it to roll foul, and instead it rolled the way of the Grizzlies. And they have their eighth hit of the ball game. As Tevin Tucker reaches base on a single. Second time Tucker's been aboard. He's now 1-for-2. He walked back in the fourth inning. And now he's got a single here in the top of the sixth. That'll bring up Caleb Hobson. A dangerous, dangerous hitter. Hobson, 242 on the year. Four home runs, 30 runs batted in. As this one goes all the way to the backstop. And Tucker will scamper down to second. Wild pitch. It's a wild pitch for Mason Marriott. As the count is 1-0. Now the Grizzlies looking to maybe make something happen here after a two-out single. And usually refer to a seeing eye single as one that sneaks up the middle and past some infielders. That one was a seeing eye single that just would not see its way foul. As Tucker leads off second. And this one is in there for a strike. 1-1. And one strike. So Mason Marriott in for the Rawhide on the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Hobson went chasing after that one. 1-1 and two strikes. And again, Hobson earlier in the game, he stole base number 39 and 40 in the first inning. And that led to a score. He would have scored anyway on the Braylon Wimmer triple, but why not put some extra sprinkles on that cupcake, and that's a sprinkle on that cupcake for the Rawhide, as Caleb Hobson's down on strikes for the third out of the sixth inning. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Life app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth here, 7-4 our score. New pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies is Jake Madden. Madden comes in, 1-0 record, 2.83 earned run average. He's been in 24 games. This is his 25th. A right-handed pitcher. First pitch to Anderson Rojas. He's taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Madden now takes over for Flesland. Flesland allowed four runs, three earned, as this one is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. So 4 runs, three earned on 7 hits. Also struck out 5 and walked 1. As the 1-1 is right down the middle at the knees. Strike two. And Rojas down on the count, 1-2. So Jake Madden in for Fresno. As the 1-2 pitch on the way. Inside corner, called strike three. And Rojas is down on strikes. Second time he's down on strikes looking in this game. First batter faced and first strikeout for Jake Madden. So Jake Madden, wearing number 4, stands in 6'6", 185, tall right-hander. Looks into Ruben Santana. First baseman swings and misses at this first pitch. It's no balls and a strike. Madden, the right-hander, out of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. He's 22 years old. Went to Northwest Florida State College. The 0-1 pitch, swinging a foul, and it's quickly nothing and two. So Madden on in relief now, as time called by Santana. And he's facing the bottom of this Rawhide order. Bottom of this Rawhide order, however, has not done terribly bad this evening. As the 0-2 count from Madden, here it comes. It is grounded foul, and we'll do it again. I've got a little bit of a defensive change now. Luis Mendez is now at third. And then Wimmer has moved over to short. That'll bring Hidalgo out of that ballgame. As this pitch misses for a ball. And we'll have to wait and see the word on Hidalgo. As Hidalgo exits. And Luis Mendez takes over at third base. And I would assume that he'll also fill the hole left by Hidalgo there in the six hole. As this pitch misses for ball two. It's two balls and two strikes to Santana. So we'll see if we can get the word on Kelvin Hidalgo. As the 2-2 pitch from Madden, here it comes. Swing and a foul. Just got a piece of it. And he'll stay alive. Two balls and two strikes. Hey, don't forget, it's not too late to buy some lemonade. In fact, if we could have some lemonade come up to the press box, we'd like to purchase some. Again, if you're scoring at home, again, Luis Mendez in at third base now. Braylon Wimmer moves over to short, and Kelvin Hidalgo out of this ballgame. And we'll have to see what the word on that is later on. The 2-2 pitch now from the new pitcher, Jake Madden. He's already struck out one. Could he get another? Ball just downstairs. Fastball. And that one misses. Ball three. Full count now here. Bottom of the sixth. One out. If you're just joining us, I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. 7-4, Grizzlies lead, as this one's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. And again, talking this bottom of the lineup has not performed altogether too poorly. They've got two base hits. They also have a walk. Now, three strikeouts between the bottom three of the order, Anderson Rojas, Ruben Santana, and Adrian De Leon, who is on deck for the Rawhide. 3-2 pitch once more. Inside ball four. And Santana's on with a walk. One out, and a runner on first now for the bottom of the order. Adrian De Leon, designated hitter for the Rawhide. So a little bit more on Jake Madden here this season. He just gave up his walk. He's still got another three to go before he gets his season high, but we'll hope that he can get past that season high in strikeouts. His most was two as he gets the first pitch across. Ruben Santana swings right through it for strike one. No balls and a strike. Those two strikeouts came earlier this month against Modesto. As the count is no balls and a strike. So bottom of the sixth, 0-1 pitch, grounded down towards third, and it goes just foul. It was fair until about the last 6 feet. It bounced off the chalk and went foul. And it was about maybe an inch or two to the left of third base, if that. And the count is nothing and two. And don't know if that one would have been too much trouble, as it looked like Mendez had gotten to that one. But either way, we'll do it again here. No balls and two strikes to Adrian De Leon. Came in hitting .211, five home runs, 32 runs batted in. De Leon, 0 for 1 officially. Struck out in the third inning and walked in the fourth, and now calls time at the plate. And we will see if we can avoid a pitch clock violation. The one walk that Fleslin did have was on the pitch clock violation in the top of the fourth. As the count is 0-2 to De Leon. Here's the pitch from Madden, grounded, foul again. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. So, what has turned into a relatively nice evening. 90 degrees now. It was 97 at first pitch. Sun is completely down. We are in shadows and here at the bottom of the sixth inning. This pitch in the dirt for ball one. And a good job by Perry to get a hold of that one before the runner at first, Santana, could scamper down to second. It's ball one. And the double play remains in order. As that is how the Grizzlies got out of the bottom of the fifth inning with the double play. Went 6-4-3 Hidalgo at the time to Tucker to Longwell. Hidalgo has since exited and been replaced by Wimmer, who came over from third and was replaced by Luis Mendez. And now the runner was going on the pitch, but this one way outside, all the way to the backstop. And likely to go as a wild pitch. As now we're going to have a mound visit as Darius Perry out to talk to Jake Madden. So Madden came in and got the first batter, Anderson Rojas, on a strikeout. Rojas, if you remember back at the fourth inning, really kind of started that frame off well for the Rawhide. He laid down a very good bunt out in front of the plate, and Perry, who just went out to the mound to have that conference, went to barehanded it well, threw over to first, and ball went in the dirt and down into right field, and by the end of the play, Rojas was standing up at third, and a two-base error for the Grizzlies' backstop, as the count is 2-2, and the 2-2 pitch from Madden, from the stretch, here it comes, swing and a miss, strike three, on the outside. And that's the second out of the inning. So Madden, if he can get this next batter, Yancel Luis, on the top of the order, he will have a new season high on strikeouts. Again, Madden, this is his 24th appearance. The 2.83 earned run average. Hoping to drop that a little bit here as the first pitch to Luis is grounded down towards second. Tucker up with it, flips to first, and that is the third out of the inning. Madden able to get out of trouble here. We'll be back. My name is Ben Hensley, subbing for Stephen Rice. From Valley Strong Ballpark, you're listening on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Just underway in the top of the seventh inning. Strike one, Aiden Longwell. As we are back underway here in Visalia, 7-4 our score, top of the seventh. Grizzlies lead. Here comes the 0-1 to Longwell. It is fouled off to the left towards the cars. Hope that didn't get mine. And it's no balls and two strikes. So Marriott in for his second inning of work against Longwell. Longwell 2-for-3, both singles, as this one's grounded down the line and foul. And we'll do it again over towards Steve Solis. And actually, that caught the camera well, saved Steve down there, coaching at first base. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Grizzlies. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Rawhide. We're in the top of the seventh. That pitch misses way upstairs. Ball one, it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. To Aiden Longwell, came in hitting .310. That average is ticking up ever so slightly after 2 more base hits. As this one is grounded down the line at first. First baseman Santana takes it himself for the first out of the inning. Score 3 unassisted on the putout for out number 1. That'll bring up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 2-for-3. He's got the hardest parts of the cycle finished. Hit a triple in the first inning. That scored Caleb Hobson. And then hit a 2-run home run that bounced off the scoreboard out there in left center field in the third inning. At that time, that put the Grizzlies ahead 4-0. You head to the bottom of the third. Grizzlies gave up a 3-spot and then put up a 3-spot in the top of the fourth. Since then, the Rawhide scored 1 in the bottom of the fourth, and we have been scoreless since as the first pitch misses for ball 1 to Braylon Wimmer. Dangerous, dangerous hitter. Now has 14 home runs on the year. 63 runs batted in. As that one misses for ball 2, it's 2 balls. And no strikes. And the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. 2 balls and a strike. Chuck Jency Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault Giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and become a millionaire. Boy, I could use that. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Jency Gold Resort and Casino, and we thank Chuck Jency Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. And in the meantime, the 3-1 pitch is cut on and missed by Braylon Wimmer, and the count moves full 3-2. So 3-2, one out, payoff pitch coming. Swinging a liner up the middle, base hit into center field. And now he has three quarters of the cycle complete. He is a double shy of the cycle. And, you know, if I'm Braylon Wimmer and I hit one out to the gap that could be a triple, I am putting the brakes on at second and hitting the parking brake just to make some Grizzlies history. As Wimmer will stand in there at first, and boy, I'm getting ahead of myself. I wanted that double. I wrote double in my scorecard. I have to change that to a single as that brings up Robert Kalaz. He swings and misses at the first pitch. It's no balls and a strike. And folks, some scores from around the league here. Modesto leading Inland Empire 12-2. They're playing in Inland. Actually, Elsinore, I'm sorry. They're leading like Elsinore, 12-2. As this pickoff attempt at first, and did it get him? Yes, it did. And Braylon Wimmer has been picked off of first. So Braylon Wimmer picked off. That's out number two, as Steve Solis having a little chat with the first base umpire. And we'll see if anything comes of that chat with Zach Hovich down there at first base. Nothing rarely does, as this one is fouled off to the left side. No balls and two strikes. So Wimmer caught leaning. And we were... Gotcha, and I had my scores mixed up there for a moment as Lake Elsinore leads Modesto 12-2. San Jose just took a 5-3 lead. Playing in Rancho as this pitch misses for ball one. And at last check, Stockton still leading Inland Empire 1-0. Now a little bit more on that franchise cycle number. Now it's 2-0, Stockton. A little more on that cycle statistic as this one misses for ball two. The Grizzlies have five franchise cycles, and if I remember correctly, I was actually there for the most recent one. It was Zach Veen on October 24th back in 2021. So we hope later on in this game we can tack on a number six to Braylon Wimmer. And despite him being picked off first base just a moment ago, he has three quarters of the cycle complete, sitting in the dugout for the Grizzlies right now. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Kalaz. Swing and a miss at a pitch way outside. And the Grizzlies are retired in order. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time here from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, subbing in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We are here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 7-4. Your Grizzlies leading the Visalia Rawhide. Jake Madden in for his second inning of work. He threw a scoreless frame in the bottom of the sixth inning as this one is skied out to center field. Kalaz underneath makes the catch. First pitch, one out. Yancel Luis flies out, scored F8 on the putout. And there is one down. That brings up Kenny Castillo, who is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the third. And, folks, we gave you scores just a moment ago, and we'll remind you both these teams in a bit of a playoff push here, as the Rawhide looking to drop another game behind Inland Empire as they lead Modesto 12-2. And with the San Jose Giants taking a 5-3 lead as this one swung on and missed. It's no balls and two strikes to Kenny Castillo. And with the San Jose Giants taking a 5-3 lead, the Grizzlies have to win here to keep up. And with Inland beating Modesto, that will give a little bit of ground for the Grizzlies looking to pick up second place in the California North Division standings as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt. And he's down on strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from Visalia, out number two. So two quick outs, and that's actually Wimmer's third strikeout. That is a season high. And Grizzlies fans, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch missed for a ball. Next pitch called strike one. It's a 1-1 count now to the number three hitter, Angel Ortiz, playing right field. It's the 1-2 misses, or 1-1 misses. It's 2-1. As Jake Madden continues to work for the Grizzlies. And we see some action down there in the Rawhide bullpen as this one skied into center field. A diving attempt out there in center. And did he come up with it? Yes, he did! A diving play by Robert Callaz and a fantastic catch. And he's dropping equipment as he comes off the field. The Grizzlies get the Rawhide 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh. We head to the top of the eighth. Your Grizzlies leading 7-4. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning. Your Grizzlies leading 7-4. It's been a tale of two ball games this evening. The first four frames, we saw 7 runs for the Grizzlies, 4 runs for the Rawhide, and no, I didn't just misspeak. It has been scoreless ever since. A really good play out there in center field by Robert Callaz to finish off the bottom of the seventh. And he had to go into a sliding, diving catch out there in center field. Lost equipment as he went as the new arm, left-hander Shane Telfer, in for the Rawhide Telfer, making his third appearance. He is not allowed a run in his short time here with Visalia. Two innings pitched. He's allowed two hits, three walks, and no strikeouts as this one's hit in the air into left field into the corner. That's going to get down for a double, and he's allowed his third hit now, a leadoff hit to Blake Wright. And Blake Wright has done nothing but hit extra base hits since he has come to Fresno. He's doing a fantastic job out there out of the designated hitter role this evening. And that'll bring up Luis Mendez. Mendez came into the game last inning for Kelvin Hidalgo, took over at third base. Braylon Wimmer moved over to short. As the first pitch to Mendez, he lays down a great bunt, and they're not going to be able to get anyone at third, and Mendez beats it out at first. Mendez, I don't know if he was trying to give himself up or get to first. Either way, it worked out great for the Grizzlies, and they have a fantastic scoring opportunity with no outs. Top of the eighth inning, looking for some insurance against the Rawhide with runners on the corners. And so now we have a 2-for-4 evening for Mendez, a 2-for-4 evening for Blake Wright, a 3-for-4 evening for Braylon Wimmer, three Grizzlies hitters in the multi-hit column, and the one that we're all keeping an eye on is Braylon Wimmer, waiting for him to come up, hoping he gets another chance here, as he will very likely do so. As he's batting third, this ball is grounded out towards second, Tenna, and now they got a man caught in the rundown, and they did not get Blake Wright. Blake Wright about halfway down the line towards home, and it looked like the shortstop there was holding the runner. They were able to get their first out, Luis Mendez out at second base. That's the first out of the inning, as Tenna reaches on the fielder's choice, as they're able to hold Blake Wright at third base there. So runners remain at the corners. Tenna replaces Mendez. And there is one away and runners on the corners. Still a significant threat. We'll see if Perry can do something here. Perry 0 for 3. Ground out, strike out, and fly out on the night. Takes this one inside, ball one. So Perry came in hitting 177. That average has dipped a little. Four home runs. Did hit one in the last series, and it was not a cheapie. 23 runs batted in on the year as the 1-0 misses ball two in the dirt. And it's 2-0 from the Rawhide lefty, number 9, Shane Telfer. And trying to look down into the bullpens there. And again, if you haven't been here to Valley Strong Ballpark, the bullpens are behind the gates here. Unlike what you see in the friendly confines of Chichansey Park, this one is in there for a strike to Perry. No ball, two balls and one strike. So 2-1 the count to the Grizzlies' backstop. 2-1 pitch on the way. Inside, catcher tries to frame it. It does not get called. Castillo not able to fool the ump. And it is three balls and no strikes. There's no fooling Caleb George behind the plate there. It's three balls and a strike. Good hitter's count for Perry. We'll see if he gets something to hit here. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul off the mask of the catcher. And Castillo's going to take a walk. That one bounced off the mask and came flying off. He took a stand up and took a walk, take a walk around. And in the meantime, we can tell you, heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chichansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will be subject to search at the gates. As the payoff pitches skied into center field, Perry may have just driven him in. As this one's caught out in center field. And just like that, Blake Wright scores. And a sacrifice fly for Darius Perry. Score that F8 on the sack fly. And the Grizzlies have once again doubled up the Rawhide. It's 8-4. So again, about that clear bag policy. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chichansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. So to the plate now, Tevin Tucker. First pitch to Tucker is just inside. Ball one. So runner on first, two away. Runner on first is Tenna. Tucker, one for two. He also walked in the fourth inning, struck out in the third, singled just last two innings ago. Top of the sixth as this one misses for ball 2-0. To Tevin Tucker, second baseman's made a couple of great plays out there at second. And we saw a phenomenal play out there at second base just the other night. Bobbled the ball, bounced it in the air once, caught it. Now the throw over to first, pickoff attempt, not in time, as Tenna dives back in safely. And we're still, at this point, at the minor league level, we are used to the pitch clock rules and step-off rules, as that pickoff was the first allowed step-off, as this pitch misses inside ball three. And it's a 3-0 count to Tucker. So Tevin Tucker. Three home runs on the year, 20 runs batted in. Let's see if he can do something here as he takes this one all the way, 3-1. So that run that the Grizzlies pushed across, it's the first run that Shane Telfer has allowed this season in his now three appearances with the Rawhide. 3-1 pitch, skied in the air and over our heads and back out of play. And the count goes full, and Tenna will be off and running with the next pitch. And what started as a relatively hot night has cooled off just a little bit, and for the Grizzlies, good news. Rancho has tied up San Jose in the top of the eighth, so they're all knotted up. So if Rancho is able to beat San Jose, as that missed ball for Tevin Tucker, now with a walk, runners first and second for the Grizzlies. So we'll keep an eye on that game. As if Rancho is able to beat the San Jose Giants, Grizzlies will pick up another game, as long as nothing goes on its head here in Visalia. 8-4 our score currently, top of the eighth inning. Grizzlies still threatening, runners on first and second, with Caleb Hobson at the plate. First pitch to Hobson is inside. Four ball, it's 1-0 count. So again, everybody's looking at that batter in the hole right now. It's Braylon Wimmer. Seeing if he can get a double here. Hit for the cycle, that'd be the sixth for the Grizzlies, but first, we see what Hobson can do here. He lines this down the left field line, foul, and it bounces back into the field of play. That's not a live ball. That went foul. It's one ball and a strike. And it looks like Hobson may have broken his bat on that one as he heads out to grab a new piece of lumber. So, Rancho and San Jose also in the top of the eighth inning. So we're mirroring one another's games here. We will keep an eye on that ball game, and also ball games from the rest of the league here will get you an update in the bottom of the eighth inning. As the 1-1 pitch to Hobson, here it comes. Swinging a fly ball foul and out of play. And the count moves to 1-2. So 1-2, the count, two away here. Runners on first and second. Grizzlies hoping to score some more here. One, two on the way. Here it comes. Inside, ball two. Spins him out of the way. And the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Doubles all over the place. And the Grizzlies with two times the amount of runs as the Rawhide. 8-4 here in the top of the eighth. The 2-2 pitch is lined into left field, and that's going to be trouble. It's a base hit for Hobson. Rounding third on his way to the plate is Tenna. This one bounces all the way to the wall, and holding at third base is Tucker. Scoring on the play is Felix Tenna, and a double for Caleb Hobson. So the Grizzlies extended a 9-4 lead now, and they are in command here in the top of the eighth inning. Two across, and those are, again, the first two runs that Telfer has allowed. Both of them earned. As the Grizzlies looking to extend it even further. That's the third hit allowed. No, actually, fourth hit allowed. As Wimmer was picked off of first, and now there's a mound visit, and a full mound visit. The entire infield in now gathered around the Rawhide pitching coach, Tyler Mark, and now they have dispersed. So again, the Grizzlies hoping to push across some more runs here. Pick up even more on the Rawhide here. That's the second mound visit. And with two away, brings up Aiden Longwell. Longwell with a runner in scoring position. Now looking to pick up another RBI here. Came in with 30. As the lefty-on-lefty matchup, first pitch is high for a ball, ball one. So runners on second and third, two away. Big scoring threat for the Grizzlies. They threaten to break it wide open here. It's already a big five-run lead. They could make it even more with a Longwell base hit. Wimmer stands on deck. Here's the pitch. It's on the way. It's throw down to third. And he is in there just by an eyelash. Oh, Tevin Tucker almost caught down there on a snap throw to third by the catcher, Kenny Castillo. And that was a great throw down to third. And frankly, I think his hand came off the bag at about the same time his foot made contact with it. And that saved his hide down there at third base as it's a 1-1 count. The pitch to Longwell swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. So Tevin Tucker giving us a little bit of a heart-stopping moment here in the top of the eighth. Two runs across, two out, two strikes, a ball and two strikes to Aiden Longwell. Here's the pitch. He looks this one all the way in and just missing downstairs for ball two is Shane Telfer. Telfer, again, has allowed his first two runs in a Rawhide uniform, and Grizzlies threatening to do more damage against him. As they started this game off strong and are looking to pick it up strong here in the late innings as this pitch misses outside for ball three. A full count with two away. If Longwell can get on board here, that'll extend the inning for Wimmer. Again, someone we're all keeping an eye on. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's in and out of the glove of Castillo. The run is on the way to the plate. Tana scores, and the throw is high down to first base. Santana had to leave his feet, and I think if that throw had been good, he would have been out at first. Longwell would have been, but instead he reaches on a dropped third strike. And in the interim, Tevin Tucker scores, and it's a 10-4 lead for Fresno. Also on the play, Hobson moved over the third, and that's kind of a given with Hobson's speed. As soon as that ball left the catcher's hand, you knew he was on his way to the third. But runners on the corners now, and the man everybody's been waiting to come to the plate again, Braylon Wimmer. This may be his last shot at getting a cycle and making Grizzlies history. No pressure. Wimmer up to the plate. First pitch, here it comes. Swing and a miss. And he had something on his mind with that pitch. Inside, he went after it. It's nothing and one. So runners on the corners. Grizzlies looking to extend it even further here. It's 10-4 in the top of the eighth. The pitch inside, ball two, ball one. It's a 1-1 count. 1-1, two out. Grizzlies in double-digit hits and double-digit runs. 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Down the middle, strike two. And it's a 1-2 count to Wimmer. Wimmer, dangerous hitter. 14 home runs on the year. Now has 63 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Below the knees, just below the knees. Strike two. And Wimmer looking at a pitch. Great eye as that missed just downstairs. As count pulls even, 2-2, two outs, two on. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, ball three. And it's a full count now to the Grizzlies' third baseman. Braylon Wimmer, looking to be the first Grizzlies hitter since 2001 to hit a cycle. We will see if it can happen in just a moment here. The payoff pitch, here it comes. So we get a grounder up the middle. And that's going to be to the second baseman. That was a slow roller, actually. It looked better off the bat than it was in reality. And that's going to be the third out. Scored 4-3 on the putout. So the Grizzlies are able to push across three more. It is 10-4 here in Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back in the bottom of the eighth.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials, should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Hunter Mann, the new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies. Mann takes over for Mann takes over for Madden. Madden worked two innings of work, three strikeouts. It's pretty efficient. Three strikeouts, one walk. As the first pitch to Drew Jones is fouled off. And count is nothing and one. So Drew Jones is 1-for-3 on the game. As now time is called and there's going to be a mound visit as Darius Perry comes out to the mound. And that will give us a chance to tell you all about Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. It's your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at competitive prices. You can visit Yellow Dog Graphics to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. And so we've got a defensive change to tell you about here. Out in the outfield, Brad Cumbest is into left field, comes into the game, and hops in over to center field. That will take Robert Kalaz out of the ballgame, and we'll see what happened to him as well. So two Grizzlies have come out of this game. Now with Kalaz coming out in the bottom of the eighth, as counts 1-2 to Drew Jones. So Cumbest comes into the game, now playing left field. Hobson moves over to center. And remember, Kalaz made that catch out in center field, that diving catch, and I hope he's okay as that pitch is swung on and missed. Drew Jones down on strikes. That's the second time he's down on strikes this evening. So, Hunter Mann, one strikeout, one batter faced so far. And that brings up Christopher Taurien. Taurien on the day, he's 0-for-3, grounded into a double play his last time up. Takes his first pitch for strike one. It's no balls and a strike. So, again, we'll take you around a little bit of the league here. The strikeout was actually fourth straight strikeout for Mann heading back to last game as this pitch misses for ball one. And dating back to Sunday, Mann struck out the side to end that bottom of the eighth, or top of the ninth, for the Grizzlies and Ports, as this one is swung on and missed. And Taurien behind on the count, 1-2, so we'll see if Mann can get his fifth consecutive strikeout dating back to Sunday. So again, around the league, last check was 5-5. Rancho and San Jose tied. It is 12-2, like Elsinore over Modesto. Actually, that game ended at 12-6. That game has now gone final as this pitch just outside ball two. It's two balls and two strikes. So 3-0 Stockton lead over Inland Empire. Again, these scores now mattering more than ever as we have reached the late season playoff push as the 2-2 pitch just inside. No, called strike three. Christopher Taurien down on the backwards K, and that is five straight strikeouts for Hunter Mann. And if you're thinking my numbers are a little off, well, I'm going back into history. Mann retired all three men on strikeouts in the top of the ninth this past Sunday against Stockton, and he has retired the first two in order here in Visalia. So Hunter Mann, two outs now, as this one misses outside ball one to Anderson Rojas. Rojas, 1-for-3, reached on a single in the fourth inning and has struck out looking two times. That single was on a bunt single. Rojas came in hitting 248. Here's the pitch, just inside, ball two. So Rojas came in with a 248 average, five home runs, 43 runs batted in. Mann looks in and gets the sign. Kicks and fires. Swing and a foul, and that one went off the mask of Darius Perry, and that is the one position that I don't think I'd ever want to play if I was on the field as catcher. You're getting beat up all game, and then you got to stand in and take pitches in the batter's box as well. But Perry's okay. As counts 2-1, here's the pitch from Hunter Mann. Swing and a foul back again. This one misses everybody behind the battery, and the count pulls even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Grizzlies lead 10-4 here, bottom of the eighth inning. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Grizzlies. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Visalia Rawhide. As the 2-2 pitch once more, here it comes. Swinging a foul back to the back over the screen and into the parking lot. As Anderson Rojas stays alive. And folks, if you've never been out here to Valley Strong Ballpark, I recommend checking out the concessions. I will say they have very good concessions, and we were given some lemonade in between innings last inning, and it is definitely something you'll have to have if you ever come out here. Just had to put it up to my nose and smell it here. It's a 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a fly ball into left field, and it reaches the new glove of Brad Cumbus, newly into the game. F7 on the putout for the third out of the inning. So, Hunter Mann, two strikeouts and a flyout. We head to the top of the ninth. Grizzlies lead 10-4 on the Bally Live app, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Stream Guys. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jensen Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the ninth inning here in Visalia from Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies lead 10-4. And leading off will be Brad Cumbest. Cumbest took over for Robert Kalaz in the last half of the inning. So write Brad Cumbest into your box score. Cumbest, the big, tall, right-handed hitter, former football player, takes the first pitch for ball one outside against the new arm. The new arm, Travis Garnett. Garnett, the left-handed pitcher, misses now ball two downstairs. Garnett, making his second appearance for the Rawhide, went two-thirds of an inning in his one appearance. He did walk three, struck out one, as the 2-0 pitch misses ball three. And Grizzlies use a little bit of patience, and who knows, Braylon Wimmer may be able to come back up. As Garnett, again, walked three, struck out one in his one appearance. It's a 3-0 count now to the leadoff man, Brad Cumbest. Here's the pitch. And this one misses outside. Four straight balls to Cumbest. And he is aboard at first with nobody out. And that'll bring up Blake Wright. Wright 2-for-4. Singled and doubled. Singled in the fourth, doubled in the eighth. He's also struck out and grounded out in today's game. Tonight's game. No black in here today. That's right. The right-hander steps in. And the first pitch from Garnett misses upstairs, ball one. And five pitches, five balls for the Southpaw. So again, 10-4 our score. We started out like a house on fire with the weather. 97 degrees at first pitch, and the Grizzlies were right there to score two runs on the top of the first as the 1-0 pitch misses outside ball two, gets away. Doesn't get away far enough for Castillo not to do anything with it as Brad Cumbest hangs out at first base, and that's going to be another mound visit. Tyler Mark comes back out. That's the sixth straight ball, and all he's done is throw balls since he's come into this ball game. 2-0 count to Blake Wright. So, folks, while we have you here, experience the ultimate party at Chick Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChickChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chick Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Unforgivably unforgettable. Join the party soon. And we thank Chick Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth inning. So, let's see if Wright can do anything here. Well, he'll take ball three inside. And so far, it has been nothing but balls from the new arm, Travis Garnett. And the 3-0 pitch here comes. It's outside again, ball four, and Travis Garnett has walked the first two batters he has faced in this inning. So Garnett not having a great time out there versus these Grizzlies hitters. And now we'll see if somebody can put a ball in play. And in his one appearance, despite walking the amount that he walked, he did not give up a run. As the first pitch to Mendez, there is a strike. No balls and a strike. To Luis Mendez. Mendez up for his second at bat. Here's the pitch. It's outside and it gets away from the catcher, Castillo, and the runners will advance. And we'll see if they rule that a wild pitch or a pass ball. It was in and out of the glove, it looked like. And so, of all things, someone who's thrown now eight balls and one strike. Whether that was a wild pitch or a pass ball, we'll have to wait and see what the official scorer says. That went kind of in and out of the catcher's mitt, it looked like, as the 1-1 pitch on the way, swinging a foul at the plate. And counts 1-2. So 1-2 count now to Luis Mendez. Mendez singled in his first at bat and tried to reach second when nobody was covering second base, and he was thrown out. As the 1-2 pitch on the way, here it comes. It's a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. And that's strike three. Mendez down on strikes for the first out of the top of the ninth.
All right, that was the 10th strikeout brought to you by Team.
So about 10 strikeouts now, as we just heard over the PA. And as I can confirm on my scoring sheet. And so 10-4 our score here. That brings up Felix Tena. Tena takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Tena 1-for-4. Singled back in the fourth inning. And they did indeed rule that pitch a passed ball at the to the catcher, Kenny Castillo, as Felix Tena grounds this one and is retired on the easy ground out. And the passed ball was on a 1-1 count, and it advanced the runners to second and third, which is where they are now. And now with two away, Darius Perry to the plate. Perry 0-for-3 with a sac fly in the eighth inning. That sac fly, just one of the 10 runs here, and a 10-4 ball game as Perry takes the first pitch for a strike. It's no balls and one strike. 10-4 our score again here, top of the ninth. Here's the pitch from Garnett. Right down the middle. And strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. And after walking the first two men on eight straight balls, we'll see if Garnett can dance out of danger here as time called by Perry. And the count's nothing and two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul, and Perry stays alive. We'll do it again. So the Grizzlies looking to get back in the win column here after dropping game six just 2 days ago against Stockton. Lost that game 12-7. A rough afternoon for the Grizzlies, but a much better evening tonight. As this one misses outside for ball one, it's one ball and two strikes. So again, Grizzlies' offensive outpouring tonight. 10 runs on 12 hits. Do have 2 errors versus the Rawhide. 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. As the 1-2 pitch coming. Swinging a fly ball foul, and we'll do it again. Perry fighting to stay alive here. He's called timeout. He's hit a few foul balls. He's taken ball one. We'll see how much longer he can keep this appearance against Travis Garnett up. Garnett, 2 walks so far. Here's the pitch. That one misses just outside. And it's ball two. And good eye by Perry. So Perry looking to put the Grizzlies ahead even more here. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Above the letters, ball three. And we have a full count. So Travis Garnett at risk of walking his third batter of the inning. Both of the runners on base reached via the walk. Strikeout and a ground out have got us to where we are now. The 3-2 pitch. Swing at a grounder to a diving third baseman. And a great play. Yancel Luis sliding onto his knees, dives, gets the ball, spins, throws, and gets the third out, Darius Perry. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Grizzlies look to lock up this victory. You're listening on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, subbing for Stephen Rice. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today.
Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. New pitcher for the Grizzlies, left-hander Justin Lohr. He comes in with a 7.94 earned run average. 6 games so far. No wins, no losses. First pitch, 2. Ruben Santana is taken for a strike. No balls and a strike from the lefty. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. And Santana quickly behind in the count. 0-2. Santana calls time. Lohr looking to drop that earned run average a little bit. As the 0-2 pitch, here it comes. It's inside. Misses. Ball 1-2. So for Lohr, he's got allowed 5 hits. He's also allowed 5 runs. They're all earned on 5 walks and 5 strikeouts. 5s all over the place, and that's a strike 3 called, and we can turn one of those 5s into a 6 as Santana is set down on strikes. First time he's set down on strikes today. That'll bring up Adrian De Leon. De Leon has struck out twice. He also walked in the 4th on a pitch clock violation. As we are here in the bottom of the 9th inning, Grizzlies looking to hang on for a 10-4 lead. It's the first pitch to De Leon is popped up over our heads and out of play. Strike 1. So a hot game that started with a hot offense, a hot pair of offenses, as Lohr misses outside. Ball 1, it's 1-1. Grizzlies jumped up early, 2-0 in the top of the first inning, and they have done that a lot over the last several ball games. And a 5-0 lead on Sunday before dropping that lead against the Stockton Ports, as this one's fouled off to the left side. Adrian De Leon now behind in the count, 1-2. So the Grizzlies scored 2 in the first, 2 in the third, 3 in the fourth, and another 3 in the eighth. And that put us where we are today, right now, 10-4. That's to go up against the 3 runs that the Rawhide put up in the 3rd and a lone run in the 4th. And now time called by Adrian De Leon. He takes a few practice hacks. Clock resets. He steps back in, and we're back underway. A ball and 2 strikes to Adrian De Leon. Here comes the pitch. And a extended stare down by Lohr. Here it comes. Swing at a grounder out towards 3rd. Up with it. Is Wimmer, he throws to 1st, and that's the, actually Mendez at 3rd, that's the 2nd out of the inning. Score 5-3 on the putout, and the Rawhide are down to their final out, 10-4. Grizzlies looking to walk home with the win. Yancel Luis, the top of the order for the Rawhide, due up last chance for Visalia here, trailing big in the bottom of the 9th. Grizzlies looking to get back in the win column here. As lower, a first pitch from him. Foul. No, it's ground ball. And it is going to be called runner's interference, and that's how we're ending the ballgame. That ball ended up bouncing just in front of the batter's box, and it looked like Luis just kind of kicked it out of the batter's box, and that's a very interesting way to end a ballgame. But at the end of the play, it is a 10-4 Grizzlies win. Grizzlies win this thing. We'll be back after this with the postgame and scores from around the league.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Visalia. Final score 10-4. Grizzlies hang on to beat the Visalia Rawhide in a offensive outpouring. 10-4, final line, 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Grizzlies. On the other side of the line, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Rawhide. Winning pitcher in this game, Stu Flesland III. Loss goes to Savino. Nate Savino with the loss, he falls to 0-3. Flesland moves to 2-2 and improves his earned run average. Actually, it rises a little bit, it's up to 4-0-1, but he picks up the win. So we'll take you through some of the scoring here in the top of the first. We had a leadoff walk by Caleb Hobson, and after an Aiden Longwell strikeout, Braylon Wimmer tripled. That scored Caleb Hobson later on in the inning. Robert Kalaz flew out. That scored Braylon Wimmer, put us up 2-0. Grizzlies picked up another 2 in the third inning on the home run by Braylon Wimmer, a bomb out to left center field, bouncing off the scoreboard, and it was 4-0 Fresno. But in the bottom of the third, Yancel Luis hit a triple, and it brought the Rawhide back to within 3. Next batter, Demetrio Crisanto, singled on a ground ball. That scored Yancel Luis. And then a wild pitch by Flesland III scores Demetrio Crisantes. And that brought it to within a run. But in the top of the fourth, the Grizzlies answered back with 3 of their own. That put them back ahead 7-3 at the time. Bottom of the fourth, Ruben Santana grounded out, and that scored Anderson Rojas, and that's where we sat at 7-4 until the top of the eighth inning. And the top of the inning, Grizzlies scored 3 runs, capped on a Aiden Longwell strikeout, but he reached, and that allowed Tevin Tucker to scamper home. So again, winning pitcher, Stu Flesland III, he improves to 2-2, and Nate Savino drops to 0-3. So let's take you around the league here. Still underway in the bottom of the seventh inning. It is a... Actually, let's take you around to the other scores before we jump onto this one. Actually, no, now we have it. There we are. So the Inland Empire is ahead of Stockton in the bottom of the seventh inning, and that's something that they're going to be keeping a close eye on here in Visalia. They're only one game out of first place, and first place, of course, being Lake Elsinore. Now I'm getting my signals all crossed. Boy, so the 66ers are up over Stockton, but the game that the Grizzlies are really paying attention to is what is happening between the San Jose Giants and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. I'm pulling up our scores as we speak. But again, back to you here, the Grizzlies, a 10-4 win over the Rawhides. So, here we are, Inland Empire currently leading Stockton, 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. They are in Stockton, also around the league. It was Modesto falling to Lake Elsinore. Elsinore all over Modesto, 12-6. And again, Elsinore was the team that the Rawhide were keeping a very close eye on. And the game that the Grizzlies were hoping was not going to go this way has gone this way. San Jose Giants at home have beaten the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 7-5. That game has gone final. So the Grizzlies looking to pick up a game here in this big win. They are not able to do so. They remain six back of the San Jose Giants heading into tomorrow's matchup. So tomorrow's matchup, we are looking to see Fresno right-hander Ismael Luciano. He's a 3-0 arm with a .482 earned run average against Visalia lefty Wilkin Paredes at 5-5 with .601 earned run average. We'll be right back here at Valley Strong Ballpark tomorrow at 6:30. I'll be on at 6:20. Once again, my name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. We'll be back tomorrow from Valley Strong. Grizzlies win 10-4.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game.